This is Omar Musni with UN News. There are 152 million victims of child labor globally, and 71% of them work in the agricultural sector, the International Labor Organization, ILO, said on Tuesday. To mark the World Day Against Child Labor, Indonesia, a major global producer of agricultural products, has committed to eliminate all forms of child labor by 2022. Hanif Dakkari, Indonesian Minister of Manpower, said that the government is strongly committed to eradicating the problem, adding that some cities are already child labor free. He explained to Michelle Kasuma how initiatives, including the National Action Plan for the Elimination of the Worst Forms of Child Labor, will bring an end to the practice. The
Indonesian government has a strong commitment to make sure that child labor decreases time to time, and we have been working hard for that. At least for the last 9 years, there are a big decrease of child labor in Indonesia from 4 million to 2 point something million. It is a big achievement as well for Indonesian government and community. We have a specific program to pull children at work to go back to the school with the facilitation from the government. So there are two important things. First is about law enforcement. Second is about the culture, because Indonesia is a bit different. Because sometimes parents teach the children through working. I myself experienced with that. When I was a kid, in the morning I went to school. After that, I have to help my parents working. My parents didn't ask me to work every day. He only asked me, if you want to help your parents, you can do that. Providing opportunity for children to have better understanding on working. This culture needs to be separated from what we call as a child labor. Because in this case, we found a cultural education for children. In other case, yeah, we found child labor. And in Indonesia, we observed that when the government find out the child labor, then we develop the program of pulling them out from the world of work and then get them into school. They have to enjoy their time to get better education, to enjoy life as a children. For the cultural things, we educate the parents as well.
What can the government do to eventually end all form of illegal child labor practices?
Law enforcement. That's, I think, the one and only way for making sure that illegal placement for child workers doesn't happen. Placing a child for work is something wrong. How can people do that in an illegal way? They really need to be punished by law. And again, that Indonesia has a strong instrument for this. Even we have a program for a free child labor city to make sure that a city become free from child labor. Some of Indonesian cities, they launched that their city now are free from child labor.
What is your message to other lawmakers and stakeholders, including companies that employ child labor?
I think people around the world agree that children should go to school. They need to spend their time to improve their talent, to enjoy their life. We have to take care of them and make sure that no companies involve them in a world of work, because our future will be depending on how we treat our children, right?